AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering martial law for four illegally annexed Ukrainian regions. Putin described the decision as very difficult. But his forces also organized evacuations of civilians from one of the first major cities they seized. A Ukrainian counteroffensive is grinding toward Kherson. People in Florida cleaning up from Hurricane Ian have another problem to deal with. It's a flesh-eating bacteria.
Florida's Department of Health says there's been an increase in reports of flesh-eating bacteria this year. 65 cases and 11 deaths from Vibrio vulnificus infections, up from 34 cases and 10 deaths for all of last year. And it's been largely driven by a surge in Lee County, where Hurricane Ian came ashore last month. The health department reports 29 cases and 4 deaths there this year. However, the figures do not reflect how many of the cases were before or after Ian struck. Still, Lee County has warned people that the post-hurricane environment, including warm standing water, could pose a danger from the deadly bacteria. I'm Ben Thomas.
As she struggles to stay on the job, British Prime Minister Liz Truss says,
I am a fighter and not a quitter.
Truss has faced hostile opposition and fury from her own Conservative Party in Britain over her botched economic plan. One migrant is dead, another wounded. At least 7 others are languishing in detention 3 weeks after twin brothers allegedly opened fire on them in the Texas desert, claiming they mistook them for wild hogs during a hunting trip. A new AP NORC poll shows that many adults remain pessimistic about the state of the U.S. democracy and the way elected officials are chosen. Arizona's Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says a voter registration error has caused up to 6,000 voters to get a mail ballot with only federal races. Hobbs said in a statement, affected voters will receive the correct ballot shortly. Hobbs is the Democratic candidate for governor in Arizona. This is AP News. Millions of saltwater fish are caught in Indonesia and other countries every year to fill aquariums around the world. There are fears delicate marine ecosystems are being damaged by illegal practices. Marine biology professor Andrew Ryan at Roger Williams University says that includes using cyanide.
If a fish is caught with cyanide or in an area that's prohibited, then the fish would be illegal. But it's not possible for the consumer to really know which fish is which because they don't have a tag like your clothes have on them that tell you where they come from.
Ryan points out most of the fish coming into the U.S. are legally acquired. Carlos Pages is with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
The importer is the one that needs to pick the exporter that is exporting animals correctly.
Monitoring more than 34,000 miles of the Indonesian coastline is difficult. Indonesian officials say they will arrest anyone who implements destructive fishing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.